Senate Bill 19, an act to create the crime of communicating a terroristic threat or hoax terroristic threat and to provide certain penalties therefor.
Senate Bill 19, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative McCauley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 19 is in front of us today at the request of the Attorney General, who has reexamined the criminal code in light of the events of September 11th. What the AG's office discovered is that there's a number of criminal acts that presently aren't covered under existing South Dakota law. For instance, in November of 2001, a Britain man left what appeared to be a bomb in front of his former wife's house, and it caused the evacuation of the neighborhood. As a result of that evacuation, the most he could be charged with it was violation of a protection order, and I think we'd all agree that the crimes were much more serious than that. Under existing law only covers really two incidences that this bill attempts to address. First of all, it's presently a felony to place, possess, or use an actual bomb or destructive device, and it's also a felony to report or to make a false bomb report. The problem with existing law is that nothing covers biological, chemical, or radioactive threats or hoaxes, and the state law does not clearly cover placing of a bomb hoax like we saw in Britain, South Dakota. So Senate Bill 19 closes some of these loopholes. Very simply, Section 1 of the bill makes it a Class 4 felony to leave a substance or device, whether it's fake or real, which causes the evacuation or disruption of a school or a public event or similar function. Section 2 makes it a Class 5 felony to leave a hoax substance or device with the intent of causing fear and anxiety. And the class of felony here is Class 5 felony, so it's less because there's not the requirement of an evacuation or disruption. Section 3 is very important. The response cost to these hoaxes can be substantial in terms of law enforcement, medical staff, and other first responders will incur substantial costs in responding to these hoaxes. Section number four modifies the existing bomb statute to include chemical, biological, or poisons or radioactive materials. I think it's important to note that if you call in a fake anthrax threat under existing South Dakota law, that is not a criminal penalty, and this would cover that. And Section 5 provides for good faith immunity. I would encourage your support of Senate Bill 19. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 19? Hearing Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body. Well, I'm probably going to be the designated leper here. It's hard to be pro-terror and against the public order, but I'm not sure that a Class 4 felony might just be just a little bit of overkill for some high school prank. Now, I may be the only person in the place that votes against this today, but I think this is an example of a good intention which has gone awry. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 19? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of Senate Bill 19. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 19.
Representatives Flowers and Hunstad. Representative Flowers. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 54, nays 12, absent 1, excused 3.
Senate Bill 19, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.